Chapter 15. One beautiful sunny Sunday morning, Miles, Flora, Mrs. Groves, and I myself walked to church. It was the first nice day we had had in quite a while. The children seemed happy, but I could not understand how they never became tired of being with me. We were always together, and sometimes I felt like I was more a prison guard than a teacher. Always, I watched their behavior to see if they might do something bad, and I wondered how I might deal with them when they did become bad. It was just at this moment that Miles suddenly turned to me and asked, "Do you have any idea when I might return to school?" He asked this quite sweetly, with the voice of an angel. Most people would have felt this was a simple question. I, however, did not. I immediately stopped walking and looked at him. He had caught me. I did not know how to answer. After all, it would be good for me to be around with men at times. Here, I'm always surrounded by women. I knew that I had to be careful with what I said. For a moment, I pretended to laugh. "You are always around me." He did not return my laugh, but looked at me with his sweet smile. "Don't misunderstand, you are wonderful, but I need other people to talk with. I feel that it's time for me to move on."
"True. You have been learning things quite quickly."
"And you must admit I've behaved very well." I walked over to him, and putting my hand gently on his head, said,
"I'm sorry, but I can't agree with you there."
"Oh, but it was only one evening that you found me being bad."
"One night, you say?"
"Yes, the evening I went outside onto the lawn."
"Yes, right. Remind me why you did that."
"You can't remember?" he said with that angel smile. "I did it to prove that I could be bad."
"Oh, that's right."
"And don't you think I could do other bad things?" I managed to stay calm and said,
"Of course you could, but I don't think you will."
"I certainly won't do the same thing."
"I'm glad to hear that,"
I replied.
"Now let's continue on our way to church."
We began to walk again, arm in arm. After only a few moments, he asked, "You still haven't answered my question. When can I return to the school?"
"Did you like your school?"
He thought for a moment. "Yes, I'm easy to be happy."
"Is that true? Then you won't mind staying here."
"I am happy here, but I feel that I could learn more at school. I don't mean that you don't have more to teach me, but I feel that I need to experience more of the outside world." When the church came into view, I began to walk faster, hoping to avoid going any further with this conversation. Some of the workers from our home were there as well. They had gathered at the door and were watching us as we approached. With every step we took, I hoped that Miles would not speak again of his school. I looked forward to the time when I could listen to the priest and not think any more about the children. We were almost at the door. I felt it was safe now. Then he suddenly turned around and said, "I want to be around with people who are like me."
"Not many boys are like you, Miles,"
I said, trying my best to smile and laugh.
"The only child I know similar to you is your sister Flora."
"You mean I'm like a little girl?" I realized then that I had said the wrong thing.
"But you care for your sister very much."
"Of course, that's why I..." He did not finish his sentence. Taking his hand in mine, we walked on toward the door of the church. As we were about to enter, he suddenly stopped again. We were now the only people standing outside. Everyone else had gone in to begin service. On either side of us stood hundreds of tombs. He looked at me for a short time without speaking.
"What were you saying before?"
I asked. "I think you know what I was going to say." He then added something that so surprised me I had to sit down. Tell me, do you and my uncle share the same ideas about me?
Are you sure that you know my ideas?
No, you haven't shared them with me. How can I know them? I'm wondering if he knows.
Knows what, exactly?
If he knows about my situation now. I did not know how to answer this without making his uncle look bad. But thinking about the situation he had put us all in, I decided to speak honestly about him.
I'm pretty sure that he doesn't think much about you.
Miles stood silently among the tombs for a moment. Can't we force him to care? If he comes, he'll care.
Yes, but how can we get him to come?
Don't worry about that. I'll think of a way, he said, smiling happily. Then he walked in through the church door.